The D3 Challenge is a program designed by the South Australian Government to develop digital solutions to problems identified in the community. The Lakers Challenge put its focus on how to make the online world safer for kids. The Wire's Henry Wilson reports.
With the theme of digital trust, young, online and confident, the D3 Challenge tasks entrepreneurs to come up with a platform to support kids in knowing when to block, ignore, report, delete or speak up when problems are occurring online. The parameters of the task were defined by young people themselves through their conversations with Helen Connolly, Commissioner for Children.
One of the things that was pretty critical about this whole process was the involvement of kids in design of the problem, in informing the kind of principles that they wanted the solution to have as part of it, and then to be there on the judging night. An EndoBox was the one that all judges, so including all the adults on the panel and the young people, unanimously thought would actually be something that could be used by kids and parents and would meet the kind of design brief.
What were the key issues of concern to young people in the digital space?
Some of their world is online, some of it's offline, some of it's with people they know, some of it's with people they don't know, but they have these complex kind of relationships and involvement in online space. We know that not all of these interactions online are positive ones. And essentially they said, when we get to the kind of pointy end of where things aren't great online, when it's really obviously illegal or really, really damaging, then they know what to do. And they know that they need to tell people, and they know there are systems that can assist them in that space. The issue that lots of kids talked about was when things that were happening or being said, well, they weren't illegal, they were just hurtful, but they were also a lot about how you perceive that issue. Things that really do upset and bother you, how do you block them, how do you ignore them, how do you delete, how do you report, and how do you kind of tell others in that environment?
Helen Connolly, Commissioner for Children. Nick Faulkner is Associate Professor from the School of Computer Science at the University of Adelaide. He says it's tough to protect kids online.
An unsupervised young child on the internet, it's like taking one of their bedroom walls off. They're basically exposed to the rest of the world. So if you're lucky enough that they sort of stay in the community and you live in a place that's safe, then it's not that dangerous. But if that wall is there for good measure, and most walls are, then a child wandering around unsupervised, unfortunately, can be at quite high risk. I mean, the things they could see could be quite frightening, they could be offensive, and of course there's always the risk of grooming, where children are prepared for all sorts of unpleasant activities.
What are the challenges in creating safe spaces online for young people?
Making sure that the only people who are allowed in are actually people who are going to work in the child's best interests, or they won't have any malign intent. Now, the way that the EndoBox specification is set up to only their closest friends and family, it looks like what they're saying is there's going to be an approved list of people who can come in, and we've restricted to those people. In terms of whether that's going to totally remove the problem, unfortunately, we do know of situations where that won't necessarily. So something like that would normally travel hand in hand with monitoring. So you would actually have people or some sort of moderation system keeping an eye on the type of communication that's going on and making sure that the protections on that are strong enough that other people can't actually break in and take advantage of that trusted position.
How would something like EndoBox be beneficial for children and families?
It would give children the opportunity to experience an environment that they've heard about in a constructive manner so they can actually start to develop good habits in conjunction with their family. We know that prohibition is a really bad solution to most problems, and that education and good introductions to areas are absolutely crucial. And I think there's a lot to be said for families and friends forming a community so that the child can explore this online activity and get used to the idea of what it is, but they can also be guided as to how they can react, when they can ask a question, the fact that it's okay to ask a question. Because if people feel confident about reporting or speaking up, then a lot of the problems that could happen with young people won't happen because they'll speak to an adult before it goes bad.
How important is education to keeping kids safe online?
Absolutely essential. All the children growing up now will grow up in a fully connected, internet-enabled world, whether it's their fridge or their washing machine or it's stuff that's keeping track of how traffic is moving around Adelaide or the smart lights or all the phones they're carrying. So they have to understand how they work with the technology and what the technology will do and what will happen if they carry out certain actions. This education is essential. We've really got to introduce people to the idea of what a good experience looks like, and that really comes down to education. People who are informed are much harder to deceive.
Associate Professor Nick Faulkner from the School of Computer Science at the University of Adelaide, speaking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.